Our next speaker this morning is Roberta Scheinman from Public Health Solutions, and she'll be talking about the frequency of extragenital STD testing in HIV-infected men who have sex with men in care at a New York federally qualified health center in 2011.
So as most of you know, many STDs are asymptomatic, and a large percentage of men and women with rectal and pharyngeal gonorrhea have no symptoms. In women, asymptomatic cervical chlamydia infection is common, and in men, asymptomatic rectal chlamydia infection is common. For HIV-positive MSM, co-infection is high. HIV-positive men in this study were more likely than HIV-negative men to have syphilis, gonorrhea, and chlamydia. Frequently, STDs are missed. This is data from a study by Kent, done in San Francisco, MSM at STD clinics and GMHC, where men were tested at all sites of exposure, regardless of whether or not they had symptoms. These pie graphs demonstrate the percentage of infections that would have been missed if the men had been screened only at the urethra. And you can see that almost half of chlamydia infections would have been missed, and almost two-thirds of gonorrhea infections would have been missed. In another study at 8 clinics in 6 U.S. cities, authors found that HIV-positive MSM were rectally screened 2 to 9% of the time. So we set out to assess extragenital STI testing at Callan Lord Community Health Center for the year 2011 to see how Callan Lord was doing in terms of screening at each site. This was a collaboration between Callan Lord Public Health Solutions and the New York City STD HIV Prevention Training Center. The New York City PTC is one of 8 training centers funded by the CDC. Its mission is to reduce STD morbidity and improve health by addressing the educational needs of medical providers in New York, New Jersey, Ohio, Indiana, Michigan, Puerto Rico, and the U.S. Virgin Islands. Callan Lord is an FQHC and the largest provider of LGBT health services in New York City. Callan Lord provides health care services regardless of ability to pay. They provide primary care, transgender health, and HIV service. And 41% of their clients have incomes at or below the poverty level. There you see a picture of Callan Lord. So for methods, the staff at Callan Lord chose a 10% random sample of the approximately 3,000 HIV-positive men that are part of the panel of care there for HIV-positive patients. The data were extracted by hand from the medical record by a trained nurse, and univariate, bivariate, and multivariate procedures were used. And you can see the STI assays used. In terms of definitions, if men didn't self-identify as gay or bisexual or disclose having sex with men, they were not included in this sample. HIV-positive MSM are offered annual screening at Callan Lord, but many decline if they are monogamous or not sexually active or for numerous other reasons. And a medical visit was defined as all visits that could have been included billing by a provider. So the patient sample was fairly heterogeneous. Approximately half the men were 40 and over. One-third of the sample is white and one-quarter Hispanic. 40% of the men were on Medicaid, and about a third are on the AIDS Drugs Assistance Program. I also want to point out that the median number of medical visits to Callen Lord per year in this sample were six, so there are patients who are quite connected to care. And here are the results of screening. They were the highest for syphilis. 71% had a urine test for gonorrhea and chlamydia. Fewer than half had a rectal test, and 40% had a pharyngeal test. Just over one-third were tested at all three sites in the year 2011. Here we have STD positivity by test site of the men seen at Callen Lord. 14% were rectally positive for chlamydia, and 9% were rectally positive for gonorrhea. The rectal site positivity was the highest, and chlamydia, it was followed by urethral positivity, and in gonorrhea, oral positivity was higher. Over half of positive chlamydia cases were rectal cases. And gonorrhea was more evenly distributed, but over half were non-urethral infections. 35% were rectal and 23% were pharyngeal. This is our estimate of possible misinfections for that year. If 53% are untested rectally and 9% of those have a gonorrhea infection, that means there'll be approximately 143 missed gonorrhea infections in a year. Similarly for chlamydia, if 53% are untested rectally for chlamydia and 14% would have been rectally positive, as we saw in the results, that means there would be approximately 223 missed chlamydia infections that year. So, of course, our study had limitations. Information about recent risk behaviors were not consistently documented in the medical records by all providers. So this information might have shed more light on recent testing behaviors in our sample. Once we analyzed the data, we conducted a discussion with Callen Lord providers to assess potential barriers to screening. And time and decline tests came up quite frequently, and we took suggestions to increase screening. So as a result, Callen Lord and Dr. Radix developed a protocol for the lab collection of pharyngeal swabs and patient collection of rectal swabs. And we are waiting to review the data for that. And this is a slide from Callen Lord's TV. Thank you.